Reality is trading at a discount.
Now, of course, we came close to a bloodless revolution here in the United Kingdom with a Scottish referendum. And, of course, they chose to stay dependent on the United Kingdom, on Westminster anyway. Poll tax returns from dead to haunt Scottish politics. So all those people who registered to vote, all those new registrants to vote in Scotland, put their name on the poll registers. Record amount, something like 92% of the population that could vote chose to vote. And what are the what is the political elite doing for even daring to suggest there could be change, for daring those 45% of the population that had the courage to want change? Well, they're threatening to bring back the fines. There's £450 million worth of unpaid poll tax from the Margaret Thatcher era in 89, 90, and 91 up in Scotland. Well, that's what they're being threatened now.
There's retribution.
Yeah.
For having the temerity to want independence. They're not going to give them more devolution power. They're not going to give them nothing. They're going to take more because they dare to stand up to the Queen. They're going to get raked over the coals, just like Smithfield Markets going back hundreds of years. Remember, the king was giving in to the peasants' revolt, and they met with the king, and he killed them all.
Well, that's Smithfield Market is where William Wallace was. First, he was gutted. He was disemboweled.
Yeah.
And then his legs and arms torn apart, and then he was hung and his head put on a pike. So there you have it. That's what's happened to them. This is what happens when you fail to have enough courage.